It's best not to drive around in certain areas of waterlogged Wisconsin, but if you must travel, bring your patience and a map. Floodwaters continue to affect the main roadways in our state.
We have had to close major portions of the interstate system.
Governor Jim Doyle toured the flooded areas of the Badger State and met with emergency officials. He says the area where I-39 and I-94 come together in the Wisconsin Dells area is flooded, causing those roadways to remain closed.
So that whole area is largely underwater, and the traffic through that part of the state has, there isn't any traffic in that part of the state. Those roads have been closed.
Also, much of I-94 westbound from Milwaukee to Madison is closed. Michael Getzman with Wisconsin Emergency Management says due to excessive flooding and strain, motorists are being detoured away from the detoured roads.
Because of rising waters along County Highway B, we have to stop using that as a detour. We can't use Highway 18 because Highway 18 over the Crawfish River is also closed due to flooding.
So, he says, the new route is really out of the way. For example, trucks going from Milwaukee to Madison will first be directed all the way down south to Beloit and then back up to Madison, adding hours to the trip. Regular motorists, Getzman says, can try smaller back roads, but there are no guarantees, as hundreds of city and state roads are also closed. And besides, that'll tack on a lot more time to your trip. As for the interstates, when will they be reopened?
If you can tell me when the waters will subside, I can give you that answer, but right now we don't know.
Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.